You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Hey, and welcome to the 7th episode of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And I'm Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love to delve into you guys' unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and stories. And we even love to tell you what you've missed in the K-World over the past week or so. So we cover hot topics as well.
Yes, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at How You At You. You is just letter. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get started.
So we're gonna get into our hot topics. So Shanice, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so before I go into our hot topics, make sure you check out the static on my Instagram at kpopbox_, where I go through some of the stories you may have missed. The stories I will be covering here is not covered in the static and vice versa. So if you wanna get the full picture, you know where to go. All right, so first things first, let's, you know, how you fire this up a bit. So, you know the actor Lee Min-ho, Min-ho?
We know.
He has become the first Korean celebrity to have over 20 million followers on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, wow.
I'm quite surprised no one else hasn't done that yet. Korean celebrity.
But what do, like, I don't know what they mean, but if they mean like actor, actress, because there are idols obviously that have more followers than that.
But not on both. Yeah. It's Instagram and Facebook. Okay. Yeah, I'm quite surprised as well.
Why not?
But okay, he's still out here, you know. I'll get it. Moving on, CL has opened an official, I can't speak today. CL has opened an official Weverse fan community. When I first read this, I was a bit confused because, like, I wasn't sure what Weverse actually was. But basically, Weverse is like a global fan community, which is launched by a company called B&X, which is underneath Big Hit. It's very confusing. Mm. Basically, Big Hit partly owns it. This does not mean, as people say, oh my god, is she signed to Big Hit? No, that's not what it means. It just means she's on this particular platform where she can communicate with her fans across the world. Okay, but you never
I can't lie, I was one of those people that thought she was joining Big Hit. I was planning like her mixtapes of Sugar in my head already. But I'm glad she's on the app.
You know, you never know. It's slide your foot through the door first or through the archway, and then, you know, you never know. Maybe in the future, never say never. Shout out to Justin Bieber. talking about Big Hit, BTS have become the first artist to sweep the Billboard Global 200, Global Exec US, and Hot 100 charts. That's a lot of charts. So basically, they hit number one again on the Hot 100 for Dynamite, and then they also are in two other charts as well, all at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And BTS is the first act to ever do that, apparently. You know what? Nothing surprised me when I hear news that BTS are the first to do it, because of course they are, because they're BTS.
It's not surprising anymore. And speaking of I think it must have been when they first got onto like the number one on Billboard or whatnot. And the clip, I don't know if it's recent or maybe I'm just late. Usually I'm just late, so it might be a bit old now. But I think Bang PD was on the phone with them, who's like the owner of Big Hit. And, like, he was sort of, like, crying and, like, oh, my gosh, you guys done it. And it was just hella sweet. That just came to mind now.
Aww.
Yeah, them being the first in things and winning things, I'm not fazed anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Blackpink, Lovesick Girls becomes the fastest Korean girl group music video to surpass 10 million views. And this happened in 53 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, oh, like, in the first hour, like, or a bit more than that. Okay, Blinks don't miss a beat.
No, they don't. They don't listen. They don't play games out here. But talking about Blackpink, so you know how they've released their album and the Blinks were right. There is a track on there that features Cardi B. Mm-hmm. And when it dropped, Cardi B was tweeting, like, did she say Body Pink Gang or something like that? Body Pink or whatever. I think she only tweeted like maybe once or twice, right? But some Blinks weren't happy that she wasn't promoting the track, and Cardi got a bit annoyed and she tweeted this: I really love the girls, but I won't let you little kids play me. I already got paid to do what I had to do. I won't do no more. And then she goes, anyways, stream WAP.
I'm so dumb. I'm screaming.
There are some comments from netizens from Korea. So if you guys are not aware, just to clarify, netizens are citizens of the internet. I love when Korean fans or Korean internet people call international fans eye roaches. I think it's so, I don't know, I think it's so creative. Like, they love calling us eye roaches. So you have some
poetic.
Yes, some saying, Ani, you can't give these trolls attention. Just like Blackpink fans threw a fit. That there's so many foreigner trolls. Someone said, can the eye roaches just settle down, please? Someone said, hol, Cardi B is pitiful. So it's like a mix. My thing is this year, usually when Western or like in Korea, if Shay is on my album, she may tweet about it once, like once the album has dropped, like, yeah, I'm on track 5, check it out. But that's as far as it goes, unless it's a single. I've never seen like someone that's featured on the album, you know, really promote it hard, like as if it's their personal single, because that doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, it don't really work like that.
I love Cardi B, she's so funny. And last but not least, NCT's Lucas, or Super M, or Wavy, whichever hat he's wearing that day, accidentally exposed his cigarettes on camera. He was on a live and, yeah, the cigarette box. Did it go flying? Well, it was flashed.
So actually, the box in question was actually seen twice, and yes. I've heard it's potentially cough medicine, and a few other things. On the V Live, I think he had it and lifted it up by accident, and then he glitched and screamed, and that was a whole moment. And on one of the, you know, they've been doing like the FaceTime things with fans, and
fan meet kind of things.
Yeah, the expensive FaceTimes. On one of those, someone screenshotted where it was in his pocket as well. But yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't cigarettes, he wouldn't have freaked out the way he did. Because if it's cough medicine or vitamins or whatever, then he'd just be like, oh, my vitamins. Put it in my pocket. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't be like, ah, vitamins! Yeah, there's some fans that are a bit upset about that, but, you know, he's his own person. He's gonna... I'm shrugging my shoulders, by the way. Obviously, that you can't see, but that's what's happening. I personally don't care, but it's not my lungs. Anyway, moving on. That's the end of Hot Topics. If there's any stories you'd like me and Shay to discuss, or you see anything along your way, then DM us at howyouatyou or at kpopbox_. Anyone will do, and we'll holler at you. The next segment is called Say What? I've missed saying that. So this segment is where you send in your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas. But we're going to start off with some unpopular opinions. So take it away, Shay.
So this, like Shanice Rose said, this unpopular opinion time. And this first one, I already have my clap back to this, but I'm going to read it out for you guys. So Someone said NCT need to stop adding new members.
Just so the audience knows, this unpopular opinion was all in caps. So this person is very serious.
And there's an exclamation point. So,
yeah. The thing is, right, that's how they were marketed to the public, that NCT mm-hmm. will have an infinite amount of members.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to start a new, like, civilization. What do you mean? Like, why would it...
I don't know what it is with SM and trying to make this sort of thing happen, but I think with NCT... it's slightly working. I don't think it's that bad because of they're not always on stage at once. And when they are, it's a nice event. But usually they're all like separated and it's like mix and match. It's just like, just think of it as, you know, you might, people stand companies. Like, you know, you might stand YG or whatever. But just think of it as, you know, Blackpink and Icon are one group and sometimes they can interchange members, and I think, why not? That's what I think. Shay, what was your clapback? Because I didn't see your clapback or hear your clapback.
That was basically it. Like, just mind your business. I can get why someone might feel some type of way, like having to learn a new set of names or more people or more merch, or you feel like you're gonna need to spend more money. But they already told you what the game plan was when they started the Neo City situation.
They haven't even reached the city part, guys. Exactly. There's only 23 members. They're trying to build a city. Continue.
Like, you need to understand what the game plan is, okay? And it makes sense. There are two new members. I think one's Korean, one's Japanese. Japanese one is named, like, Shotaro or something.
Yeah.
We stan, we simp, so I'm happy. I feel well fed.
Listen, you just have to buckle up and learn some names, or if not, then find a group that has 8 members or 10 or whatever number limit that you can digest. It's not by force. It's a game.
Whatever floats your boat. And like, even if you find it hard learning new names, it was hard for me too. I'm terrible with names. I hardly remember my name usually. And when it came to me picking a bias in NCT, I now know his name, and his name's Jaehyun. Is that his name? Jaehyun? Yep,
that's his name.
Literally for like a month or two of me selecting him as my bias, he was the one with the face and the legs. And my friends knew what I was talking about. Everyone knew. So sometimes you can just create your own little identifier and make it work.
Lord have mercy.
So our next unpopular opinion is, someone sent in, I'm a Blink, and personally I thought Lovesick Girls was trash. ... Sorry.
It's not my taste, but I don't think it's trash. It's okay. It's still very Blackpink, it's, you know, but it's like the other side of Blackpink that isn't, say, 4 lines in a chorus and then noise. Like, so it's a nice change.
I don't know. Like, I thought it was fine. Like, I think me and you have very similar tastes in music, I would say. So mm-hmm. Is it our go-to song that we're going to listen to every day? No. But I thought it was, yeah, I didn't have an issue with it. And the music video is rather interesting to me. Like, I wanted them to expand on that storyline, the mysterious.
No, you was interested with the guy with the hair. That's all. Look at, if you can see the way she's skinning teat right now. Not teeth, teat.
I was interested in the whole storyline, okay?
Sure.
He just happened to be like the main part of the storyline.
Right. Sure. Well, I'm sorry you don't like Lovesick Girls. It's kind of catchy. It's been in my head, even though it's not really a song that I like. Maybe there's, you know, they've just released a full album, finally, you know. Well done. You know, find a track on there that you like and stream that. Help the sisters out, I guess.
Like, sponsor a member. I think they're being well fed. So our next unpopular opinion is, BTS need to stop collabing with Western artists. Like, why did they do the Savage Love remix and like some disgusted face emoji situation?
To be honest, I feel like BTS do what BTS want to do. I don't feel like they collab because they feel like they want to appeal to an audience or they feel forced. I think this was Jungkook, yeah.
Literally about to say that?
I feel like he pushed this. I feel like he spends his whole day on TikTok. I don't know where I'm getting this from.
He's on straight TikTok, and he went to them. He was like, he called a family meeting, and he was like, guys, I really like Jason Hyung. Can we do the song with him? Guys, let me do it. Because he was living life in their TikTok.
I think this is him. I can't see Sugar being like, yeah, I want to do this. But because Cookie wants it, what Cookie wants, Cookie gets. So that's why. Obviously, they collabed with Halsey because, you know, their friends, gang, all that. So, like, as I said, I feel like they do what they want. Like, Dynamite wasn't forced. It was, like, they weren't even meant to release that. They released it because they liked the song or whatever. And all the releases before, like, I feel like they just followed their own path. So I don't think you should worry too much that they're going to be, like, changed or swallowed up. Because, to be honest, even though, like, they're breaking all these records and charting and all of this, they're still getting doors like slammed in their face still. So
our last unpopular opinion for now is, just because you see an idol as a quote-unquote your baby or a baby or as a super sweet person doesn't mean they are. People baby idols way too much and act like they don't know anything.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree to some extent. I think the way this unpopular opinion's worded is kind of weird, but I get it.
Okay, so for those that didn't understand, basically don't baby your idols and don't think they're, like, naive and innocent to certain situations. Do you know which... I'm sorry, like, this is all about unpopular opinions, innit? I'm about to get dragged, but I'm going to say it because this is my truth. I personally feel like... there's certain mom babies. You guys, yeah, y'all are crazy because you think these grown-ass men are children. Oh, no, Shonu doesn't know about sex. Oh, this person, oh, don't do this because he's a... oh, they're grown men. They're grown men. They're grown men. That's what I'm going to say. They're grown men. And just stop. Just stop. If they're, like... over 21, yeah, they've seen things. And especially as they're good looking and they have status, they're gonna have certain things thrown their way. So that's what I have to say in it. That's what I have to say. Grow up. Fandoms, grow up.
Yeah. Well, I can't come for mom babies like that because I was lost initially. I was like, what's a mom baby? But anyway.
A mom baby? Oh, sorry. Let me.
Monster X.
Monster X fans. Yes. Mom babies.
So I was like, who? But yeah, you guys had a whole Wonho walking around. Like, you can't, like, a whole Wonho.
Can I say something about that? And all you mom babies, yeah, that are clutching on straws, hoping that Wonho's going to come back to Monster X. Let it go. Support Monster X and support Wonho. Like, stop all this foolishness. Stop, like, oh, in a couple of years, you know, they're going to reunite or no, it's not gonna happen. Let go. It's dead. It's over. Move on. Grow up. That's it. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah, and just like an extra bit of change to that, to put it into perspective for you guys, obviously in the ideal world you would want them to reunite and everything, but Cube, was it, they let Hyuna go, and Hyuna was like their money hen.
Just that, you know, Monster X is Starship, just so you
yeah know. So like if another company can let their biggest act go, hope is gone, but yeah, if it makes you feel happy inside, didn't it? Yeah, why not?
But it doesn't, because they're pulling their hair out and crying about it on Twitter. Listen, it's not happening. They go. Anyway, let's read this dilemma because I'm getting angry. Okay, so have a name, please, Shay.
Oh, Charlie.
Okay, This is for you, Charlie. Heyo! I'm pretty new to K-pop and I absolutely love it. My faves at the moment are TXT, ATEEZ, BTS and ITZY. But at the moment, I feel like I don't get a lot of... But at the moment, I feel like I don't get a lot of the inside jokes and references, which is stopping me from feeling like a real member of the fandom. Advice, please. Listen, I'm going to say this as blunt. I don't know why I'm so blunt today. I'm going to say this as bluntly as possible. Arcs. If you're seeing things like, for example, people ask all the time, like if you're on Twitter or something, and I don't know, there's a clip of someone from BTS or whatever, and then someone goes, oh my gosh, doesn't this remind you of Hustle Life? If you just be like, oh, what's that? I'm a new fan. Like people do all the time, what's that? I'm a new fan. There's always someone willing, already has the clip at hand or knows the YouTube link. So don't feel like you have to fake laugh in a corner, like, I don't know what you're talking about. Just open your mouth and ask, because 90% of the time there's always someone that's going to be like, oh, or if they do reference something, more than likely if you type that same reference into YouTube, someone's made a compilation or that particular video will come up. So that's exactly what I would say.
So like Shanice already said, ask. And also I'm assuming you've gotten into these people because you mainly listen to their music, so if you're open to it, they're... A lot of idols actually go on tons of variety shows and have like vlogs and vlog channels and lots of content. So you can even go watch some of those. If it's a thing of you want to get to know those idols a bit better, feel like you're a part of the fandoms and get some of the references. But yeah, just asking is the quickest way.
Yeah, that is the quickest way. And plus, because you're quite new, luckily all the old stuff should be subbed, English subbed.
Yes.
So you wouldn't go through some of the struggles the older fans would have to, like, wait for months or try and figure it out with your no knowledge of Korean. Like, yeah, that means Adam Dawol. Yeah, beautiful. I don't know what they're calling beautiful, but yeah, oh, they're laughing. I'm going to laugh too. But yeah, just ask. It's the quickest way.
The struggle of being, yeah, okay.
So that's the end of Say What. If you have any unpopular opinions, stories or dilemmas, make sure you send it to howut@gmail.com. That's howut@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on Instagram, which is @howut.
Yes. So now, guys, we're coming to the end of the episode. And I know it's a bit sad, but we're at the end. So now it's going to be time for On the Radar. So me and Shanice are going to let you know what's been on our radar, like some things that we're looking forward to, songs that we may have been listening to, if we've watched or read anything that we think you guys should check out. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
So there's this girl group. I actually don't know how to pronounce their group, but it's called, I think they're called Zhum. It's X-U-M. X-U-M. How do you say X-U-M? Zhum? Chum?
What, they're Korean?
Yeah.
Oh.
X-U-M. Zhum? Chum? Well, them. Okay. Mm-hmm. They have a song called Da La La. It's very catchy. Like, it's very reminiscent of Sierra's Level Up. Okay. They're three members. I think they've come from a prior group that's disbanded called Neopunch. That name sounds very familiar, but I couldn't list off any songs. But yeah, it's just three members and they have this song. Now, the reason why I have feel away that I kind of like the song is because they were kind of in some controversy maybe a couple weeks ago, because I don't know if they were meant to be doing like a DNA test or ancestry test or something, and they were like laughing at other cultures, but then there's other people saying that it was like subtitled wrong. So I feel some type of way that now I've listened to the song and it's like stuck in my head and I still want to kind of listen to it, but then I don't know. But then, you know, have they learned? Was it subtitled wrong? I don't know. So yeah, Shay.
For me, funny enough, when you were trying to, you said that they had like a catchy song, whatever group you was talking about, something about Dum something, and all that came to mind was this dolphin song by Subin and this other girl who, like, they're hosting music shows together. And it's basically a cult track at this point. Like, you open TikTok and that's all you hear. Like, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. It's a dolphin song. If you don't know what it is, go and Google it at your own,
leisure.
Anyway, other things that have been on my radar, you guys may have seen on socials, but I actually had an event called HallyuCon 2020, and we had like some idols perform and stuff. We had VAV and Ace and Alexa, and that was super fun. It happened like it would have been a few days ago now, but you guys can go rewatch that if you like. Something that I've been watching.
Where can I watch that on YouTube?
Yes. So you can watch that. If you just type HallyuCon 2020 into YouTube, it should come up. The videos will be on KCC UK's YouTube channel. A drama that has been on my radar is called Record of Youth, which is a Netflix drama starring Park Bo-gum and a few other actors. And I feel like that's all I should say about it. Like, I have very, very mixed feelings about this drama. Like, the story has so much potential, but I don't like the way it was filmed and directed, but I watch it anyway. Yeah. And then last but not least on my radar, I was reading, guys. Can we just
Let's stop. Okay, guys, I have a confession. That's why we've been away, is because Shay's been reading and I just couldn't wrap my mind around it.
I'm like, what? Like, how slow was I reading?
Very slow. She's only just finished page one, guys. It's been 3 weeks.
So I have been reading a webtoon called Positively Yours. Very interesting. Like, I didn't feel like it would be a bit of me. Didn't go through the whole Wattpad phase, and so I just thought it wasn't a bit of me, but it was like 3 a.m. and I was like, oh, wow. You know, when you get like a random spurt of energy, it's like, wow, I should do something. My brain was like, maybe read. So then, I read. And life's been great ever since.
Can I ask you a question? Because we're still related on the radar. Uh-huh. So how do you feel? Because it's been a while and you haven't been able to bask in the glory of your island feels. Like, how do you feel now it's finished and, you know, the group has formed?
Yes. I felt very proud at the end. I was upset about the final casting. I thought Kay should have got in. But he sung's there. And like I said before, every week when I spoke about them, he's a good investment. So I feel the group would do well. He was just, I was happy by it. BTS were obviously there as well, and it was live. It was quite funny because I think at one point they were talking about like their trainee days and their life and stuff, and V basically like shaded. He was like, yeah, we barely got fed and life was hard, and they were trying to stop him from talking. But I was happy in the end. But they got like mobbed, and that wasn't great. And I was like, oh my gosh, like they'd been out of that weird place in the middle of nowhere for like a whole 5 minutes.
Yeah, and we did speak about that on our Instagram, so make sure that you're following us there because we're being active, so don't miss out. Anyway, that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember, guys, you can send all your unpopular opinions, questions, stories, or dilemmas to us on Instagram, or you can email it to us at howyoutea@gmail.com.
I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at theKway_100.
And we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.